At this time, every Wednesday, we do what we call Minding Your Money. We're doing it again today in the company of Paul Roelofsers, a certified financial planner. Paul, it's good to have you with us again. Retirement annuities, very much on your mind at the moment. What are your thoughts? What should we be weighing up as we decide whether to put our future lives into that product or not?
Hi, John. Good to chat to you again. Yes, it's a kind of crazy angle that I've chosen today, because I'm saying that retirement annuities are not the only preferred investment for retirement.
Right.
You know, just by the label, it says that it's the avenue through to your successful retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for everyone, John.
Yeah.
You know, there are many ways to get to retirement funding. There are a lot of vehicles. And, you know, we tend to lean towards retirement annuities because they're marketed as the sort of, you know, top end of retirement funding.
Right.
But let's...
Okay. Did Paul's line just retire on us? That would be cruel. Let's get him back. Always interesting on our Minding Your Money feature to get your thoughts on what kind of things you want us to cover. Paul and Samke have done a great job covering all sorts of things that I must admit I hadn't thought about. But there's always nooks and crannies and areas that we need to explore. So please do send us your suggestions. Send them to 072-702-1702 and send them to 31702 if you'd like to do that via SMS. Paul, well, it seems like we've got you back. Paul Roelofser, financial planner. Let's pick up our conversation. Paul, you were saying that, you know, the status and profile of retirement annuities suggests that that's almost an obvious thing to do. You're saying, though, it's not for everybody and it's not for every stage in everybody's life. Pick it up from there, if you will.
No, most certainly, John. You know, if you're a young person starting out, you know, in your working career, there's a lot of other things that you have to entertain in terms of making provisions.
Right.
You need a contingency fund. You need to save for deposits on cars and houses. You've got to buy, you know, pay for school fees. You've got to, you know, well, get married first, I should imagine. And then, you know, the children come along. And there's all sorts of contingencies that you need to provide for. And if you choose a retirement annuity too early above the other provisions, you're going to find yourself locked up till age 55. And that's really where the limitation of a retirement annuity rests. You can only touch the money at 55. So you must be pretty careful about it.
Yes.
Because once you've made a contribution, you cannot access it for a long period of time. And that applies mainly to younger people. So I'm saying that be careful. Let's get your provisions staged correctly. And retirement annuities are not necessarily, in that instance, the first investment of choice.
Paul, the other thing that you just sent us a note about is look at it in regard to your tax rate. Spell that out for us.
You see, a retirement annuity has a very, very good benefit in the sense that you can deduct the contributions of your taxable earnings every year on your tax return. But now, if you've got a very low tax rate, the benefit isn't as beneficial as someone who's paying 45 cents in the rand. So look at that very carefully too. And I would say don't dive into it. If you're a low taxpayer, the benefit in that aspect is not certainly going to be as attractive as you might think. And again, add to that the fact that I'm locking my money up and I'm not getting a tax benefit at the same time. There again, I'm saying that maybe the retirement annuity can wait.
And just finally, I mean, you know, whenever there's financial advice being given, people always say, deal with debt, deal with debt. But in this particular instance, this seems to be an even stronger imperative.
Most certainly, because it's a long-term commitment that you're making. Make sure that your debt is fully under control. Because, you know, in financial planning, what we do is we aim for it, no more than 30% of your monthly income should be allocated to debt. And if it's way above that, I think the opportunity still comes first in the sense of you getting rid of the debt before committing for the long term. And if your debt ratio, if your debt of, you know, your percentage of debt is higher than 30% of your income, then I think retirement annuities is, again, not for you. Once you get your debt under control,
right,
I think then you can entertain it. And just remember, too, the cost of that debt is probably far higher than what the returns on your retirement annuities are likely to be too.
Thanks so much, Certified Financial Planner Paul Roelof, sir, Minding Your Money. We do it every Wednesday. Let us know if there's something that you've got questions about or ideas that you'd like to hear us share. Get in touch on 072-702-1702.